panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point have praised the 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, for conceding defeat early and not seeking review in the just-ended election petition. They said the early concession reduced the tension that had gripped the nation. The panelists, made up of former Supreme Court Judge Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb, former Attorney General Aikwe Otu, and a member of the NDC legal team, Nana Atudazi, believe Nanado's behavior makes him a statesman. Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb noted that Nanado would have been blamed if he delayed in conceding defeat. He described Nanado's action as excellent.
I think whatever may have been said, we have to appreciate that Nana did a very, very good thing. What he did was excellent. That's the word I would use. And I'm glad we all accept here that he acted in a statesmanlike manner. Let's imagine a little if he had said no and passions were inflamed and things went wrong. People in the end will blame him. And I think being a brilliant chap he is, as my colleague has said, he's been in politics over a period of time. He knows politicians, he knows politics. He came out as a statesman. And I think we ought to appreciate that and thank him for being a statesman on this occasion.
For his part, former Attorney General Aikwe Otu said those supporters were disappointed as Nanado's quick decision not to go for review. It was a good thing for him to accept the judgment and put it behind him.
It was disappointing to most party supporters because especially when no reasons had been given for the decision that the judges had arrived at, to say that I was not going to seek a review is to assume that perhaps he had seen the reasons and he finds that there was no way or there is no way the review would make sense. You know, again, that overvoting which took place at the Supreme Court itself might have created some difficulty because there we are looking at 6-3 and not even 5-4, you understand, on the very crucial area of overvoting or voting without biometric and the rest. So for most people, they thought that he spoke too early. Now, for the fact that to seek a review, like the IEA put it, will mean that you are still not satisfied with the decision and you are the leader. Naturally, your supporters may also start making noise. You saw that the condemnation started from their Santa region, you know, that why is he saying what he's saying and all that. Of course, to even come in of the fact that the National Executive Committee has now set up a 3-member committee to consider the judgment and to show the way forward, would also add to the point being made by others that why didn't he wait for something of the sort to be done? It was a good thing to have doused the flame for those who were not very happy with what had happened, to say that look, I've accepted the results. I've not only felt like doing so, but I even feel it in my bones that the proper way to go is to forget and put this thing behind us and let's move the country forward.
Meanwhile, Nana Atudazi said he is disappointed that after conceding defeat, there are reports that the NPP has instituted a committee to look at the judgment. He questioned the rationale for that decision.
I think that Nanado did just the right thing at the right time. This is a person who is a lawyer by profession, many years a lawyer. This is a person who has been in politics many years as a politician. This is a person who is a leader of a whole party. I mean, quite clearly from the results, the second largest party in Ghana. Now, he would have assessed all the circumstances, looking at the bigger picture, and looking at what the evidence that they brought to court, you understand? And then the decision of the court, and he must have formed his own mind, the strength and weakness of the case. I'm saying that he is a client, yes, represented by the lawyers. So I find it difficult a bit when the neck of the MPP is saying that they are now going to set up the committee to look at the judgment which they haven't even received, you know, to review or whatever it is, so that they advise for what? But they're entitled to it. If I have the opportunity, I will tell him, or maybe if he's listening, I'll say that now, well done.
Those were panelists on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.